My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to write fast and edit slow. When you're working on a project that requires making something new, aim to create first without questioning yourself. Then, once you've gotten your ideas down, you can be more disciplined about turning this something into something better. This counsel to write fast and edit slow will be familiar to writers who are often encouraged to treat writing and editing as separate processes. They require different kinds of thinking. Just as we can't really multitask by checking email while running a conference call, we're better off writing and editing successively, rather than oscillating between them in one sitting. In her classic book, Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life, author Anne Lamott urges would-be writers to pen crummy first drafts. Well, crummy isn't the word she uses, but it's what we'll use for this family-friendly show. A not very good first draft paves the way, she says, for good second drafts and terrific third drafts. Lamott discourages perfectionism, which, she writes, means that you try desperately not to leave so much mess to clean up. But avoiding mess may not be advisable, according to Lamott. Clutter is wonderfully fertile ground. Tidiness, she writes, suggests something is as good as it's going to get. Tidiness makes me think of held breath or suspended animation, while writing needs to breathe and move. I love that description. When we write fast and free, we give our writing breathing room and space for movement. We don't stifle it with premature criticism. Only after we've gotten our ideas on paper are we ready to shift to slow, painstaking editing. Write fast and edit slow could be the mantra for National Novel Writing Month, or NaNoWriMo, the month-long challenge in which hundreds of thousands of people try to write a 50,000-word manuscript during the month of November. That works out to an average of 1,667 words per day across the 30 days of the month. You can't write 1,667 words per day and do everything else you do if you stop to critique yourself every time you've written 10 words. You have to keep going and save the editing for December and beyond. I wrote the first draft of my time management fable, Juliet's School of Possibilities, during NaNoWriMo 2017. Yep, I wrote an entire draft of a book during November. But the book wasn't published until March of 2019. My editors and I spent big chunks of that time, more than a year, improving the novel. Honestly, I think that was about the right pace. The underlying principle of write fast, edit slow works for other endeavors besides writing. In many contexts, generating ideas freely allows you and your team to have a lot of content to work with. Then you can refine the ideas with rigor and discipline. You're better off generating a ton of ideas for how to market your new product and then analyzing what will work versus analyzing each idea as you come up with it. That's a great way to get bogged down. Being okay with lots of crummy stuff allows us to sort through the rocks to find the gems and get those gems polished to share with the world. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.